Okay, just before we start this week's show, I wanted to put a little message out to Joni May. Joni is an 8-year-old girl from Essex who's currently very unwell. She's suffering from bone cancer. Myself, Zach and Rob wanted to send out our love and support and wish her a full recovery as soon as possible. Listeners, you can visit Joni May's website, which is www.jonimay.co.uk, which is J-O-N-I-M-A-I, to find out a little bit about Joni's story and, obviously, if possible, help raise some funds for her recovery. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Where Was The Shout. I'm Mark Carlaw, joined by Zachary Stevenson.
Hello.
Rob Runciman is also here again. It's been a little while, hasn't it, since we... Well, it's been how long, 2 weeks? We had a little break again.
Yeah, we didn't do last week, did we? Because
no.
Personal commitments, etc.
Yeah, indeed.
Very professional.
But this is a bit sort of like pre-season.
We've decided to take a week off because, you know.
Yeah, we should have said, yeah, yeah.
I've had an excellent pre-season myself.
Yeah, how are you getting on? All right.
Well, yeah, I had a few beers today, actually. That's why I was late. Sorry about that. So if there's a bit of slurring...
Ronnie just said to me that you've... Apparently, they say you look... People look their best after they've had 2 beers.
That's why I start my day every day.
Well, then you go past the limit and you look awful again.
But three cans, it's not saying it's three cans.
Actually, I think, tell you what, the last show we did, right, I got a little bit of bother out of that. Because we, if you remember rightly,
I knew we would actually.
The Women's World Cup, we went a little bit mad. Stacey Little messaged and wasn't very happy, especially with Rob. Obviously, I blamed it all on Rob. I said, me and Zach.
About the own goal from the
I think the comment was, do you even play football?
Well, I watched it again afterwards and I thought, well, maybe I've been a bit harsh.
You didn't say to me straight afterwards, didn't you?
I watched it again and, like, you know, anyone that's played football can see that she's, like, gone with the wrong foot there.
He's off again.
Sorry, Stacey, you're listening to this. I have played a lot of football, and I might not be as good as you, but, I mean, it's pretty simple.
At the end of the day, I mean, I can understand Stacey has to defend her teammate, but under not that much pressure, the ball's gone into her own net.
From outside the penalty box.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was a great goal.
It wasn't a mistake, Ben. Sorry, Stacey. It wasn't a mistake. Just wallop the ball in the top corner from the edge of my own penalty box in the World Cup semi-final.
We're going to get so much trouble again. This is unbelievable. So that was a good apology. I'm glad about that. This week's actually been quite interesting because there's been two like key transfers. I think we need to talk about them. Starting with Sterling, has gone to Man City, which I think was on the cards, isn't it?
Yeah, it was bound to happen, really. I don't think the other clubs that were mentioned really would have taken a gamble on him just yet. Real Madrid, I think Bayern Munich were mentioned as well. Arsenal, I don't think it was going to happen to Arsenal, but.
No.
So City were the obvious. They've got. With the sort of, I don't know, the abandonment of the financial fair play, it seems that now they can just go out and take a £49 million gamble on somebody like Sterling. But it could be off for them.
I think he's the right player for them because I think they lack a lot of pace in their side. And when you're playing in Europe away from home, that's what you need on a break. And I think he's going to down to the ground. I think he's going to be brilliant for them.
Really?
I think it's a huge fee. And I think he's got a lot to prove to be a world-class.
Well, he's under different pressure now, isn't he? Because it's Liverpool. He was never really the... Because he wasn't on £200,000 a week. He wasn't, you know, that sort of fee. I think it does add a pressure now because you've got to deliver. It's not like... Whereas Liverpool, he was like, oh, he's a great talent, but, you know...
The kid is 20 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a brilliant player for that age. He won the European Golden Boy last year. I know it's just an award from UEFA.
Yeah,
but you know he's one of. You look at the players that have won that in the past.
Yeah,
they've all gone on to be top players.
You see, I don't think any of us have disputed the fact that Raheem Sterling is an exciting prospect, and I just think that we questioned maybe the huge transfer fee. But then again, you can look at it this way and think: is it really that huge anymore? Because Mitrovic has gone to Newcastle 14 million. Good yeah. player, Dutch league.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, players now, and I think Chelsea are looking at its left back for £14 million, who I'd actually never even heard of before. I have to admit my ignorance. And it's like, nowadays, you're starting off at 15 million for yeah, any for player that's going to get in the Premier League.
I agree,
In the Premier League first.
Or a decent quality player, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, the transfer fees aren't as huge when you break it down and look at the way the transfers go these days.
Yeah. Like I say, every week this TV deal, you don't know how much they're worth, really, you know, when there's billions of pounds.
I mean, it is obvious that clubs are going into debt now and they're living beyond their means, but they've got such huge turnovers that they're kind of allowed to do it. United had a
750 million pounds.
That's my point at the start, is that if you forget about the fee, he suits what Man City need right now. Mm. He can play in a lot of positions. You know, he's quick as anything around. He can beat a player. We've seen him score goals and make goals. Not as much last year, but who was playing ahead of him? The year before, he had Suarez and Sturridge. Last year, neither. I mean, Sturridge was injured for most of the season, played about 5 games or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's he going to be like, a Silva and Aguero around him?
I mean,
he's
going to
get better, isn't he?
Yeah. Also, we've got to take into account as well is the manner of his exit from Liverpool. Yeah. It seemed to be pretty poor, I think, the way he treated Liverpool.
I think you just judge things, what happens on the pitch first, and then...
I think that everybody else in football these days, patience is not a quality that people have anymore. And so why should Raheem Sterling have this level of patience that the club probably wouldn't give him if he was underperforming, you know? I mean, if he had a season where he was performing badly, he'd be out the door, you know? They'd just sell him to some other club, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think
a lot of the times, you know, people talk about player loyalties, but the clubs aren't very loyal, really, you know? I mean, even when a guy's, you know, played for 10 years, I mean, sometimes they're still pretty ruthless and they'll just ship them out when they're past the sell-by date, so...
Well, I've said before, it's sad that he wants to leave Liverpool and has left Liverpool, because to me, they're still... one of the biggest clubs in this country.
Yeah, indeed.
Also, Manchester United, they're the top two, always will be.
Yeah,
it's sad that, you know, these younger players think like that these days, but they just do. There's no patience. And
also, I mean, and he's right, I mean, he's gone to a club in a city that are instant title contenders, instant even, you know, Champions League contenders. Yeah. It is a step, there's no doubt about it. If he'd gone to, say, I don't know, no offence to them, but Arsenal, it would have been in that manner, you would have been a bit confused because they're not far away, really. Yeah. But
he's
Man City is another level,
one of the top
isn't it?
Two,
if he was going to stay in the country, it was either Chelsea or City, wasn't it? That would be the step up. So, probably, you know.
If you're talking about acrimonious exits from clubs, I don't think you can get much worse than Fabian Delph.
Oh, no, that's the one we're going to talk about. I've been so looking forward to talking
about it. Bizarre, isn't it?
I mean, it's like, if you want to go to City, that's fine. But, I mean, making a public statement, I'm staying, I'm committing myself to the club.
You see the pictures as well, he was holding them. But also, right, he's done that. He's come out and said, I'm staying, blah, 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 blah. Now, even if you have had a change of heart, even if Man City have come back to you and offered you a better deal, you've got to stay now because you've made your commitment. You can't. You've got to have some loyalty. But you've got to say, I'll tell you what I would have said if I was him. I'd have said, right, this is the deal to Villa. If we are not in the top 10 or wherever, we're not competing, or we don't keep the likes of Benteke here, by January I'm going to be going.
And well, that's play the key, isn't it?
Why didn't he do that?
That's the key, isn't it? Benteke left.
Yeah.
Or was about to leave.
But don't forget, they didn't accept a deal. They just triggered his get-out clause. So I don't think they had a choice in the matter anyway. So it annoys me that he was... if that was the case, that's the reason that forced him to go. I don't really understand that, because that could have happened anyway, whether he would have stayed.
Also, he will not play for Manchester City.
No, he won't.
Enough, anyway. To be. I mean, you've got England's...
Well, don't forget, there's Capital One Cup. Isn't there,
really? I think he's a really good player, but I don't think he's going to be a regular starter for City at all.
No, he might get a few games in there, but I mean...
When anyone arrests, you know, Silva or whoever, you know, the Fabian Delph against, you know, I don't know, Norwich City on Tuesday, but maybe...
He's competing with Toure, Fernandinho, Fernando, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, well,
he might get someone else in.
I mean, I don't think he's a good player, but what a way to go. And it's made Villa look ridiculous as well, and Tim Sherwood, because they've all come out and said, oh, what loyalty, you know, is that what we want to hear? It shows where our intent next season. And he's the captain as well, to make it even worse, you know. It's not like it's just a fringy player.
They brought out their new kit, didn't they, with him pointing to his armband. Hilarious, really.
Well, yeah, there's like a little poster on their website of him saying, this is my club, and he's standing there. Oh, it was just on his own. It's so embarrassing. And then for them to turn around, and he went for £8 million as well. It's not even like they got a lot out.
I think it's got 1 year left, so they couldn't get much out of it.
Jesus. I'm stunned. Obviously stunned, but you know,
I've seen it happen before with West Ham, so you know, can't laugh too much. It'll probably happen again.
That to me was really.
I just think, you know, if it hadn't been for that public statement, everything else would have been normal, really. You wouldn't have raised too many eyebrows, but that was just ridiculous.
I've never seen it that quick. I've never seen someone declare. I mean, who was it that did it to us?
Defoe, the day after we went down, 2003, he said, I'm out of here.
And also Ben Ayoun did it to us, didn't he? He said he was staying, and then I think Liverpool signed him a couple of weeks later.
Without going into the story too much, we kept Defoe in the Championship.
Yeah.
Scored loads of goals.
Yeah.
West Ham basically said, you know, we need to keep it to the end of the year to get up. Mm. And he got sent off 3 games in, what, 6?
Yeah, he was.
So that's on purpose. I mean, it was definitely. Went to Spurs.
Yeah, he was a funny player. But it was. It's been quite interesting, isn't it? Transfer. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the next subject we're going to talk about was Manchester United. And
I know you're dying to talk about United.
It doesn't seem to be a case of who are they signing. Apparently, according to the papers, who aren't they signing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're linked to every top player in Europe. I've been linked.
It'd be quicker to list the people they're not linked with.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they've made some good signings so far. I think all the 4 signings that they've made look tasty. Depay scores first goal. Schneiderlin's settling influence, and he'll steady things in midfield. Yeah. Schweinsteiger will add experience and quality, and Darmian looks quite a good player as well. I mean, he's Italian Player of the Year last year, wasn't he? I mean,
they're building a bit of a squad, aren't they?
I do think they need, especially with the getting rid of Van Persie. Now they've got Rooney up front, and he can score a lot of goals now if he's given that role in the middle, but. What happens if he gets an injury? James Wilson and Hernandez? I mean, they need another striker. I'm sure there's one lined up. Yeah. I mean, the top of Lewandowski maybe, but I doubt that'll happen. Thomas Muller, I doubt that'll happen. And Ibrahimovic, as we mentioned now, and that could happen. Although £20 million talking for a 33-year-old player, it's a bit... But then again, if Ibrahimovic gives him 1 or 2 amazing seasons...
Like Van Persie did.
Well, Ibrahimovic, he's basically Cantona, isn't he, to me? He's a really similar... attributes of Cantona. I really wish he'd gone to the
Oceania. If he's signing, he'd have to bring that collar back.
He is basically like a Cantona with longer hair.
Well, they've got the Adidas kit now, haven't they? So that's exciting. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
No, I mean, I've got to say, I'm wondering whether they are title contenders. I'm still a little bit unsure, but...
I definitely need a centre-half.
I mean, to be honest, everyone goes on about that, but if you look at the... I mean, they only conceded 5 goals more than Chelsea last season. Nobody complained about Chelsea's defence. They conceded less than City. They conceded...
He set the team up to really sort of make sure that they...
But I think with strengthening the midfield, with central midfielders who are more defensive-minded, we'll protect the back four. And I don't think the defence is as big a problem as people make it out to be. Of course, getting a Ramos or an Otamendi would be great.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's. Yeah. I think the striker is the absolute essential thing now because, as I say, Rooney does pick up injuries from time to time, and you can't go a whole season expecting Wayne Rooney just on his own. No. And Hernandez, who's been given his second chance.
I expect them to be right in there now.
Well, they put this as well. That Rooney's going to go back to his striking role now as well, isn't he, Rooney? He said he's going to put him back.
The manager's record over the year, second season, always seems to. If you look at it,
really,
always.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be astonished if they weren't challenging up to March anyway. You know?
But the Premier League's a funny one because like every league really. But if you're going to win it, you've got to hit the ground running instantly. Mm-hmm. There can't be any slip ups. And I think United have got to bear that in mind because that's usually where teams fall apart.
The old thing about teams coming back, like putting runs together after Christmas, it's often too late by then.
It is now. Yeah, the likes of Man City and Chelsea. It's like Chelsea last season. So they were top all season. Just didn't really give any ground.
Historically, you know, up until about 10 years ago, you always had like just 1 or 2 teams competing for it. Nowadays, you've got like it's a dogfight there, you know.
Yeah,
Chelsea
yeah.
and City, both very strong. I think Arsenal could be in there. If I was an Arsenal fan, I'd like to see another big marquee purchase to really a statement of intent
up front as well.
Up front, probably, because they need.
I think Benzema or something like that.
Benzema. If they got Benzema, they'd definitely be.
I think that could be a big signing for them. I know they keep mentioning.
And I do think United would be in the mix as well. You know.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
And to be honest, I wouldn't completely rule out Liverpool if their signings really gel.
I was going to say West Ham then.
I wouldn't rule out if Liverpool's signings really gel.
Benteke's
never
exciting,
know, you know?
Isn't he?
Yeah, he could be a 30-goal really season, exciting. Man.
I think
you know?
He could play for anyone in that league.
Yeah. He's quality. I mean, he's pretty
got to stay fit, isn't he?
Yeah, that's his
But the one thing about that, I saw a stat today. I hate stats, but it's a very interesting one.
Yeah.
That Aston Villa under Sherwood, when Benteke scored 12 goals in the last 12 games, put in the most crosses in the league.
Really?
And Liverpool were at the bottom of that list for crosses that went in.
So
are Liverpool going to mix it up a little bit more, or are they going to play, which is a nice looking game, but you know, when you've got a centre forward like that, I'm not saying sling it in from 40 yards, but if you get it wide, you know, have a think about testing out.
When Suarez was playing for Liverpool, they didn't cross the ball in as much because they play those through balls and balls over the top, which you'd run onto. And so maybe that's just they got used to playing that way. They didn't have anybody who was able to do that last season. But, you know, I mean, Benteke's a strong guy. He's going to batter defenders around the place. Mm. They're whipping the ball in from the sidelines so much. But it'll be interesting.
Interesting. I mean, every side should think about doing that. It's not about one way of playing.
Yeah, well, that's what we're
thinking. There was a match a couple of seasons ago for United, and they put in 59 crosses or something.
Oh, it's Fulham, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's Fulham, yeah.
I remember watching it really pissed in Fulham, yeah. Like the Fulham fans were, I mean, it was ridiculous. Nice. It's just cross after cross after cross, and they couldn't score, wasn't it? Yeah. And the noise
ended up a draw in the end, didn't it?
Yeah. But talking Liverpool, I think they're going to be under. I think Rodgers is going to be under quite a bit of pressure next season. I don't think he's going to be given a full season if they are not performing up till January. Yeah, I think.
I think Rodgers only got to about like you say Christmas time.
And I think if they're not in the top sort of five or six,
they've got to be around that Champions League.
If they're the mid table
spot,
I reckon he could go. You know, I think he's under a lot of pressure.
I'll re-rate him, but that's the way it is now.
But I think as well, Liverpool they've done some. I mean, they've given themselves options. Benteke looks like it could be a good signing, but Danny Ings looked a promising prospect. He's still only 22.
Yeah,
the guy scores goals, and Firmino is very attacking minded. Fielder who can play up front as well. So I mean, they've got options now, which they didn't have last season.
Mm.
So yeah, it's very interesting. Really interesting.
I can't wait for the season to start now. Well, we're only like 3 weeks, isn't it?
We've been lucky, West Ham. I've been to a couple of games already. Yeah, in the Europa League.
So we were over the night, weren't we? Yeah, £10 a ticket. Can't go wrong. Yeah, it's great.
I was gutted about Cork City's exit. But
I did see your Facebook.
So annoying. They got them down to 10 men. They were 1-0 up. They seemed to be comfortable, and they just sat back I think they just panicked. But anyway, nobody knows about Cork City, so there's no point talking about it.
I'm drinking out of a Cork City FC mug.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? Yeah. One of the things this week that's happened is Claudio Ranieri?
Claudio Ranieri, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone to
Claudio.
Is it Claudio?
Claudio.
He's gone to Leicester. I was quite shocked, to be honest. I didn't know he was alive.
Do you know what? I was,
to be honest.
Well, he was a manager of Russia, wasn't he?
No, Greece. And they lost to the Faroe Islands. They lost to the Faroe Islands. Well, yeah. I mean, mind you, they did lose again to them, which was amazing after he left. So maybe it wasn't.
Capello was manager of Russia,
and he got sacked as well.
But I was astonished that Leicester City fans, apparently they were all like, a lot of them were up in arms. Ranieri, it's like he's a proven winner as well, though. I mean,
You think he would do all right? Are you quite excited?
I don't know. Maybe the guy's lost his marbles. Who knows?
He does.
We'll find out pretty quickly. He kind of lost his marbles any more than Nigel Pearson has. history of managers with mental illness there, then you know.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? I've got to say that Pearson, that was just fantastic. Well, he literally had a breakdown in last season.
They were taking bets on who was going to be the next Leicester City manager, and I think they had an ostrich at 25-1.
I love to see the show that Bradley Campbell's back with what happened to Pearson when he got sacked. Actually,
something to his son, wasn't it?
Because his son did this sort of sex thing.
Oh, we know this, do we? I didn't know.
He basically was having an orgy,
Leicester, isn't it?
He was having an orgy in Thailand, he started saying some racist comments and all that. Yeah. I love the fact they film these things and then let it get out. I mean, that's all you should do. Just, you know.
And obviously Nigel was, you know, sort of fiercely loyal to his son, as you know, the man's kind of character would sort of suggest. You know,
because they did word it quite strange. They weren't very polite about Pearson's exit. They didn't sort of support. They said it was nothing to do with football. It was purely to do with the man himself.
He comes
across like a bit of a complete arsehole.
I think he comes across. he comes across as someone who's seriously. And I'm not saying this flippantly. I'm not saying this as a joke. I think he's got mental health issues. Honestly, he seems to be anger management, and I mean, I think he's got problems, you know.
Well, we saw that, didn't we? We could really see it with the guy. I've forgotten his name. Is it MacArthur? Place?
Is it when he clashed into him?
James
Palace.
MacArthur, was it?
Yeah. This is when. Yeah, you're right. And he ran into him.
And he basically wanted to sign him last pre-season. And he turned him down to go to Palace.
Yeah.
And went in for a tackle and ended up sliding off the pitch, and Pearson's basically almost strangled him, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he wouldn't let him go up.
It wasn't a bit of banter.
Because you could see that the player was confused.
Kind of thing, wasn't
you're beeping me. Yeah. Well, he's mad, but I mean, Claudio Ranieri, he's. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. He's been off our radar.
He looks like
for a
Pope, doesn't he? He looks like he's just lost.
He's been off our radar for a while, really. But you know, he managed Chelsea. What did Chelsea win stuff when he was there?
Yeah, I think they did.
They must have won a title.
No, they won nothing.
Didn't they?
But he was there for.
Yeah, he got them in the Champions League, I think, and then he was sacked.
But that was 2003, I think, 2004, was it? So we're talking 11 years ago.
He's done a decent job there. But, I mean, I think he's done better in Italy. I'm trying to think, actually, what he's done. But he's managed the top clubs like Juventus, Fiorentina,
Spain, Valencia. Russia. Mourinho came along, that's right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how he gets on. But, I've got to say, I think... I've got a sneaky feeling they're going to have a bit of a poor season . And I really think Aston Villa.
I really think
they're going to go down this season.
Not to go down, but to struggle.
Yeah. I think they're going to have a appalling season. I can really sense it. I'm so surprised.
Two of their best players. I mean, it's.
And they've got another knob as a manager as well. Sherwood. Yeah. I really don't. You know, he really gets on my wing.
I know he gets on your nerves, but I think he's he seems to be able to motivate his players quite well. I mean,
yeah.
If that's going to last for 38 games, exactly. We'll see. But yeah. I don't know. I think Leicester nailed on for relegation. To be honest,
Claudio,
and it's going to be interesting.
He'll be gone by Christmas.
Third place, but
I'm not too.
So that's exhausted the Leicester City.
Yeah. One more topic we was going to chat about as well that Zach, you actually brought this up just before we started was FIFA. You wanted to talk about FIFA, didn't you?
The game,
FIFA. The game, FIFA 16. Sorry, I should have said.
Well, basically, because the FIFA 16 is coming out pretty soon. In sort of, I think it comes out a little bit after the season starts.
So I'm a little bit of a geek. I'm actually quite looking forward to this.
But I was just talking on Facebook today about the things I'd like to see introduced to the game. And for example, you never see the managers. You see this little figure at the side in the little technical.
Well, you do see the managers, but they're not the actual managers. We might
see Nigel Pearson strangling.
Yeah, we do. Well, maybe not strangling.
Twitching on the sideline.
You want to see Mourinho waving as he comes in and sort of ranting on the side.
Yeah, that would actually
When a bad decision goes against them, you know, you want to see him apoplectically.
Yeah, you're right. That would be good, wouldn't it?
No, I saw what you did put, actually. There's one you said where they should have a few bad decisions.
Yeah.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? They get referee, got it wrong. Because I'm still convinced sometimes you get that with offside on it.
I haven't actually played it in years.
I did. Zach, I was robbed.
Because when they show you the replay, they show you the line, and it's always, he's always onside. Offside, if you say it's offside. Always offside. And I just think it'd be interesting if, you know, when they look at it back again. Oh, look, he was really onside. And you got Alan Smith and Martin Tyler.
Yeah, that would be actually quite interesting. You know, but oh God, you'd feel so gutted though, wouldn't you?
But then somebody made the point there that if you're going to make the game more sort of ultra realistic to life, you've got to introduce diving and bribes. Yeah,
someone put something hilarious. He said, can't remember his name now. He said we could have had a bit of a racism chanting in the crowd while we play a Russian team away from home. No, that would not be a good idea.
No, maybe that'd be awful. Try and leave racism out of it.
It wouldn't really go down well with EA Sports if you start introducing racist chanting.
Players stumbling off the pitch and matches abandoned.
Maybe they have the IS flags in the crowd and stuff like that. Well.
Or the games have to be played behind closed doors because of the violence from the last game. That'd be fantastic. Brilliant. No, I'm actually really excited about the game. I do like a bit.
They have introduced the women's football, which is great. Now we can see Stacey Little.
Then we can assault them on that. That'd be good.
I wonder, you going to be able to play women's teams against men's teams?
I really hope you can. I'm sure you can in possibly a friendly.
There's a strange cat.
The cats are in the garden.
Yeah, we're in the garden again. We're getting attacked by, it's like something Call of the Wild out here, isn't it?
No, but there is a strange cat just come in, a completely black cat, or is it black and white?
Yeah, so
it's a bit racist, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit racist.
Not allowed a black cat. Yeah,
black and white. Yeah.
What's the other rules you'd like to see then?
I think classic teams would be nice. You know, sort of the Brazil 1970, and somebody mentioned the Arsenal Invincibles. That would be okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
the Manchester City team that won the playoff against Chesterfield.
Yeah. West Ham side that won 3-0 at Spurs.
the classic. Everyone would be playing. Yeah. You just want Rafa Morrison. You're rather obsessed, though, aren't you?
Oh, at the moment,
you've got issues, really.
Yeah, I do.
But it is. I mean, we've touched on Morrison. We've spoken about him a lot, and we said the stuff about his pre-season off-air, didn't we? So he scored 4 goals in 2 games for us.
Well, they're against 2 local sides. Because I am so obsessed, I've been following it very closely. But he's got 4 in 2.
Mm.
And those 2 games are actually
And you follow him closely, literally, physically, don't you? You sort of
the goals are unreal as well. They're not like normal goals, but anyway, they are against like joke teams.
Yeah.
And then the other day they played Vicenza, Serie B, and someone kicked his ankle off after 20 minutes. He's going to be out for 6 months, but they said that he's all right.
Oh, really?
It's not as bad as that. He's going to be out for a week, so... I'm just really pleased to hear. I mean, I read what the Italian media have been saying about him, they're raving about him.
But there's rumours he was going to come back, isn't there?
Yeah, but it's all bollocks, isn't it? Hopefully, he's going to stay out there and just
become a legend in Serie A.
Oh, yeah, I think it's made for him out there. But I mean, like we've always spoken about. We don't know what the boys are going to do next. I just like to say, Robin Morrison is a genius and the best footballer in this country, and we will see that hopefully in the next few years.
But I mean, it's amazing how few English players are willing to take the gamble of playing abroad.
And
I mean, players from all countries come to play in the Premier League, and it seems English players are very much they want to just play in the English Premier League, and you know the odd one goes to play for Real Madrid.
But that
seems to be about it.
Well, he gets the money as well. I mean, apparently he's on $10,000 a week out there. I mean, it's
really?
Nothing, isn't it?
And Pogba was only on $20,000 a week until last season, wasn't he? Yeah.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? No, that should be
really the money out.
How can he live on that?
How should be.
How can he eat?
That is
poor
so
bastard.
True, though. It is true. It's
welfare cuts.
We actually think to ourselves, "Oh my God, isn't that ridiculous? Poor, only on $20,000 a week.
How does he live?
I don't earn $20,000 in a year." Yeah, I mean, it's nonsense. But,
that's brilliant. Talking about, sorry, guys, go back to FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
The cover is usually quite a story, isn't it? You know, the FIFA, the cover, the box, the FIFA 16. I'm referring to. And you mentioned about the Barcelona kit.
Yeah.
Because the new kit's on it, isn't it? And it's stripes.
It will be. It's hoops rather than stripes.
Hoops rather than stripes.
I mean, I just... It is ridiculous. I mean, how can that... you know, in the history of bad ideas, that's somewhere in the middle. But it...
of all time.
If you did a poll of Barcelona fans asking them, lads, we're thinking about putting hoops on the kit this season, I'd say 99.9% of Barcelona fans would not only say no, but they'd be angry about it.
They'd vomit in anger.
And now they've had this shirt imposed on them. Now, I know it's not like... it's not a huge social issue, but I think it just gets on my nerves when these people, these marketing people, think, "Oh yeah, I'm going to get my idea out there," and you know, and that trumps what most people want, because Barcelona have got stripes, simple as that. It's one of the most classic identifiable kits in the world.
Yeah.
They've got this stupid, looks like a training top. So,
it's bizarre. What is the reason? It's been uproar in Barcelona because of the kit.
I don't know if there has been, but I mean,
I mean, there's more anger just coming from here. Ireland seems to be.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I have a Barcelona kit upstairs, and you know, I like Barcelona as a club. I think they've generally quite a good ethos to the club. They're owned by the fans, and I went to the new camp a few years ago and looked around the stadium and did the tour, and tremendous history, and just changing the kit that is. I mean, when we drove down from the south of France to Barcelona, we stopped at the service station, and there's like a, you know, the foosball table, and they have the white shirts and the red and blue striped shirts, and it's classic. It's just, you know, and then some moron has come along and said, "Let's go for hoops."
I just hope he goes. To Newcastle and does their kit spots and just doing white
it's like
and black
Arsenal
spots.
Playing all red, isn't it, or something?
That clarity,
about the white sleeves.
Yeah,
I mean, at least that there was some sort of historical basis for that, because that was the kit they had when they first formed.
Oh, right, that one, yeah. But
and
you know what I mean?
Are we talking about Arsenal?
A couple of years ago, you had the United shirt with the black chevron on the front, which I hated. It's like, what is that there for? It's just, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of a Man United kit at the moment with this sponsor. It doesn't quite fit into the
Chevrolet. Yeah, well, I mean, if they just had the word across the front.
Yeah, why does it just have the
word? I'm talking about fashion football, but the logo was so identifiable as Chevrolet, and it's crucial to them that they get it on there. So it's never going to, it looks really tacky, but they don't
care. It's just one of those things, isn't it? Yeah,
But
it's not an identifiable logo, is it? Chevrolet, the word, the logo isn't. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it.
But yeah, so anyway, I think that's
pretty much us done.
That's pretty much us.
And then, so we keep saying we'll be back next week, but let's just wait and see what happens, because, you know, we're all in our sort of pre-season
mode,
Yeah.
We all do have lives as well.
Indeed. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Possibly. But I feel like I've written was persecuted by
feel like I'm strong. It wasn't only me. I'll show you.